Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. This is something we've been doing over the almost 17, 18 years. Who's behind the secret door? Every once in a blue moon, we'll get some past Coast to Coast guests on and current guests and put them on the show. And I have to guess who they are. And then we start the interview and have a little fun with them. So let's open up the door for the first guest. And in they come. Hello, secret guest. How are you?
Am I on the air now? Am I on the air?
Boy, I would guess UFO Phil, but I'm not going to guess that.
Oh, no, no, no. Can everybody see me? Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. It's fun to be here, Georgie.
You're good. This is going to be a toughie.
I hope so. Why make things easy? You know what I mean, George.
Okay, so you're a male, right?
Oh, okay, you got that one right.
I'm right on that.
I looked.
Now, what do you like the subject matter? What do you deal with most of the time?
Oh, you think people say I know things that other people don't know about them? Mm-hmm. I get all the inner secrets. You know what I mean, George?
Are you William Henry?
No. Wait, is he a good-looking guy?
Yeah, he's a pretty good-looking guy.
Oh, well, maybe then I'll be him if you don't think that I'm good-looking enough.
Well, I got to get
anybody.
I may throw in the towel here, and you might have to tell me who you are.
Yet. I can also see dead people.
All right. Have you been on the show a lot?
Yeah, a few times, I'd say. Maybe more than what people would want. Maybe less. I don't know. What do you think?
Okay, and I've interviewed you before?
Oh, yes, you have, Georgie, and even more than interviewed me.
Have I met you at events, live events?
Yes, you have. Oh, you're getting warmer and warmer. I can give you a really good clue.
All right, I'll take the clue.
Okay. We even did something from the past that you did and I did, and we did it together, and I think we were darn good.
I'm going to throw in the towel. Who are you?
Oh, my goodness gracious. That didn't give it away, huh? We sang together before.
Oh.
We did a little duet. I'm a psychic medium.
What's the song? What's the song we sang?
Oh, we did two dreams.
The impossible dream. All right, I'm going to guess, even though I think I'm going to call it, you gave me enough clues, Vincent Jenna.
There you go.
But well, I'm going to put this down as a miss, because I should have guessed it earlier.
Well, I made it difficult for you. I don't know where I got that voice from. This is fun. I stumped.
Oh, this is great. You did. How have you been, Vince?
I've been doing great. So busy, trying to help people, trying to teach them some new things, you know, taking advantage of the situation where they feel that they need to make changes. And that's what we're going after, making changes.
As a psychic, does what's happening worldwide affect you the way it affects so many other people?
Well, that's great. If I'm not on top of it, and every so often, it will sneak about, because that negative energy is out there, and you have to be consciously aware of how it may be affecting you. And if you're not paying attention to it, all of a sudden something can come out. And that's what's happened a couple of times with me during this entire course. But I've learned to really assess myself on a daily basis to make sure it's not affecting me, because I am sensitive. I am open to all of this energy. And I don't want to get bogged down because people need me right now. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely, Vince. Why does it seem that the planet is kind of like imploding right now? It's almost like it's not quite out of control, but it's pretty darn close.
Well, actually, here is what I've been told when I've tranced one of my higher guides. He said that we have been on this planet way too long without using our fullest power, our fullest potential. So we are exactly that. That energy is getting packed away inside of us because we're not using it all. We don't have our chakras balanced out enough to be in touch with our full energy, but we still are energy beings. And because we're not using our fullest energy, it's like making an atom bomb. And so each of us can experience an implosion, and that can come out in the form of illness, that can come out in the form of vocation being blocked, financial difficulties, relationship issues. So we literally need to evolve quicker to use all of that energy, otherwise it's going to continue to work against us.
Vincent, in your career, you have been one of the greatest psychic mediums and folks with all this energy. How did this come about for you?
Well, it came about because I needed to help a friend who was in dire straits. His life was falling apart. He was hurting. And he was a type that could not share that with anybody. So he didn't go off complaining to anybody. He didn't even use his friends to talk with. But I knew something was going on inside of him. So it was literally after spending a weekend with him, my wife and I are driving home, and I was crying. I was literally crying and sobbing while we were driving because my heart was breaking. I didn't know how to help this guy. So I was crying out to God. I will admit it. I prayed to God that I had some type, give me the ability, give me something. Give me some knowledge, some skills to be able to help this guy and to help people like him. And that's all I had to do, because then within a week's time, all of the paranormal stuff that Steven Spielberg creates for all his movies came flooding in. And I'm talking about spirits, good spirits, and trancing, voices coming out of me, coming out of other people, all this wisdom and knowledge, the ability to be able to see the past, present, and the future, the ability to be able to see dead people. It was overwhelming, and it all happened within a three-month period, but it began 1 week, exactly a week after I cried and I said that prayer. And so once that started happening to me and I started realizing, wow, my life is changing here and I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing with it other than helping him, then I went to him and I started helping this guy. And I saw his life. I saw it and I was able to speak it right to him. And that's the thing about psychics and how I use my gift. I don't have to wait for you to spend 12 years with me and then finally speak what your problem is, and then we finally get to some resolution. I turn around and I tell you exactly what your problem is. You go, oh, wow, how did you know that? And the door opens to some healing. And so it's a fast process, but that's what I did with him. I sat there and I had the ability and I told him all the specifics of what was going on with his life. His mouth dropped, he cried, he hugged me, and he did incredible work with me for weeks and months after that. And now he's a spiritual teacher himself, George.
Our special guest is Vincent Jenna. He's our first Secret Door guest. Even though I got it right, I did not get it right during the time allotted, so I'm 0 for 1 right now. But those of you who haven't seen Vincent live and in person at his events, you're missing something. You know, the COVID, of course, has shut down a lot of events for all of us, Vince. Do you have any upcoming in the future?
Well, they're all by Zoom and online because nobody does know what's actually going to be happening. I mean, the closest thing I have that's booked is December of 2021. I'm doing a spiritual cruise. But up until then, it's very difficult to make any in-person bookings because nobody knows what's happening, right?
Absolutely.
So a lot of us are turning to online events, classes, and they're working really well. We can get a lot of people even on them. You can do them more often to reach more people. So it's we're not stopped. We've become more creative in the way we reach people, right? And just like your radio show, when you reach so many people that are listening, we can do this similar things on the internet and get some people from all over the world to participate.
Absolutely.
So it even gives them better opportunities now. Now is not the time to stop the teaching. Now is the time to really get heavily involved in it. And all the wonderful luminaries are doing that now. I feel blessed.
As a psychic, Vince, during the time period we're in right now, what would you say is your best gift to humanity today?
Mine?
Yes.
The ability to make people see their magnificence and finally believe in and love themselves so they can create the lives they want. I empower them. I see what they were supposed to see. If they can see me through my eyes momentarily, they see hope. They see their future. They see a light at the end of the tunnel. They start to believe, well, maybe I'm not valueless. Maybe I am lovable. And that, to me, is my greatest gift to humanity because those are my brothers and sisters, and I want them to realize how great they are. They've just forgotten that, George.
That's a great gift to give to people, too, Vince. I know you're a very spiritual person, very emotional, and you care a lot about the people you deal with.
I do, and because I know the pain that they've been through. Since I've been through my own torments growing up, I understand what they can do to you. I understand that they can strip away your self-esteem and your self-belief and your self-worth, but that's the thing that's getting in everybody's way. And to whatever extent their stories are, they may be more intense than mine, that's for sure. They may be more mild than mine, but it doesn't matter. Because it's those first stories that determine the beginning part of your life and the direction you're going in until you make the necessary changes. So I understand that with people. So I understand everything that you see happening in the world today, all the anger, all the hatred, all the racism, that really isn't what people really believe. They really don't believe that deep down in their heart of hearts. It's defense mechanisms, and to the extent that you can lash out to your brother is the extent that you loathe yourself. And so they're displacing it out. If I can be mad at you, then I don't have to pay attention to being angry with me. And so we see that hurt. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't stand up for it and stop it. It means that at the same time, we can keep compassion in our hearts and see what can we do to turn that for them? What can we do to make them finally see their light rather than their darkness? Because that's what they're responding from, their darkness.
When we take calls next half hour, Vince, with folks, do you want to do a little reading on them?
Absolutely. Whatever question that they have that I can give an answer to and help them with, absolutely.
Do you need any specific information about a birth date or anything like that?
Nothing like that. Just as long as they're breathing and they have a question.
All right,
that's
super.
All I need.
We're going to take calls next half hour with Vince Jenna, our first Secret Door guest. And as he just said, he will do specific readings with you. You will call with a question like, you know, am I going to get a new job, my relationship? And he'll take it away. What would you say to a parent whose kid might be gifted like you were, but they don't know how to handle it?
Oh, that's great. Find out people around you. There are always places and people around you that are involved in this that you can trust. So, number one, that the child gets the right direction with it. It will turn off to a certain extent during a certain period in his or her life so that it doesn't interfere with their growth. It shouldn't get in the way. They shouldn't be dealing with it. But then at their ripe age, young adult, it's a great time for it to start coming out, but they need the guidance. And certainly the parents can look online for the proper guidance and people. There are plenty out there that mentor, but don't stop it. Don't hinder it. Don't make the child feel freakish or that there's something wrong. And it's not. It's wonderful, and chances are he or she is meant to use that gift in whatever direction they go in. It's a great gift, and we all have it. So we can even learn from them, but they need guidance. And they need a training and good people to work with.
Are we more spiritual now, Vincent, than we were 20 years ago?
George, I don't want to sound like Debbie Downer, okay?
All right. Go ahead.
I'm going to be honest. We've hardly moved since the beginning of time.
Gosh. Why?
We just changed the look of it. Are we still not manifesting what we want? Are we still suffering from horrible diseases? Do you know that all these things and crises that happen to us give us the opportunity to jump leaps and bounds ahead, and yet we don't? The last major crisis we had, especially in America, was 9/11. And, oh, yes, people got together. People started to care about each other again, support each other. And then that soon died out. And we went back to the old ways. There's actually been more killing, more wars, more mass murders since then than ever in the history of the United States and even the world. But that's because we're getting so far away from who we really are. We can turn around and get back. There's plenty of information out there to enlighten all of us and to enlighten all of those who have never seen the light. But it's all about choice. Will they make that choice? Unfortunately, so many people are afraid. They're protecting themselves. They're making choices based on that because they don't know what better to choose. So it's gotten a little chaotic, but our technology has far surpassed our spiritual ability.
And that's probably not a good thing, is it?
It is not a good thing because we're hiding behind it. That's what makes us feel like we're so enlightened. But really, think about it. Think about what's been going on lately. It just looks a little bit different, but this happened 40 years ago. It happened 100 years ago. We're 11,000 years old, and we still have to fight for the acceptance of either black people, gay people, immigrants, Muslims, whoever you are, Jewish people. Why do we still need to stand for those people? So when you ask me, where are we spiritually? We're stuck.
Why? Why haven't we grown?
We haven't grown because we haven't done enough internal work. We're externalizing everything instead of internalizing everything.
Is greed doing it to us too?
Well, that'll get in the way for sure. The human brain has two highest functions. One, to keep us alive. Two, to protect us. And that's how it keeps us alive. Well, it protects us emotionally, too. So it creates defense mechanisms when you're feeling bad emotionally. So if you feel valueless, if you feel you're not good enough, guess what? Your mind makes up a new belief so that the next time you go to work, you turn around and say, oh, it's not me. It's my boss. He's an idiot. Oh, I know why I'm having a hard time in love, because it's my partner. Oh, I know why I'm having a hard time with my finances. It's the economics of the United States or the world. We will cast the blame instead of understanding, but we're manifesting our lives based on the beliefs. The stories aren't stopping, and so people are feeling bad about themselves from little kids because the parents aren't healing. You got to break the paradigm and you've got to learn new things and learn new concepts about yourself as an individual, that we're more than, that we're magnificent beings, and that we're divine. Once you start reconnecting, you'll be healing everything, and then everything on the outside will heal as well. We won't be lashing out at people. We won't be acting the way we're acting. But we have to heal ourselves first of those inner stories that have hurt us for such a long time. You've heard them, George.
Absolutely.
I know you have.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.